What is up, ILC household listeners? We appreciate every one of you guys. This is your man, Sife, and I'm actually doing this without Gina's knowledge because she's not around in the premises at the moment, but I want to take this time out to let her know, even though she might be hearing this at the same time you guys are hearing this, I want to send a special happy anniversary to my baby, Gina. I appreciate everything that we do together. I appreciate everything that we built, everything that we will continue to build. And I wouldn't be the man I am today without you being in my life. So I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. We've just hit 11 years, ladies and gentlemen. 11 years today as of you listening to this episode. We hit 11 years and it's been amazing. It's been some ups. It's been some downs. It's been some lefts, rights, uppercuts, sonic cheat code. It's been a lot of stuff. But we've been able to persevere and find a way through it all, which is still amazing to me. She still gives me butterflies. I still worry about her every single day, how her day is going, what she's thinking, what she's going through, any and everything. I just worry about her every day because that's how much I appreciate her, love her, and care about her. I'm not good at doing these types of things because of, especially in a public setting like this as a podcast. But I do want to reiterate the fact that I love her to death. Tomorrow's not promised. We've hit 11 years together. And Lord willing, we'll hit many, many more years together to come. I love you. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. And we will definitely recap how our anniversary weekend went on next week's episode. So hopefully you guys are having a great weekend. And we will talk to you next week. Deuces. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode. Episode 3, Season 4 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. What is happening, everybody? Tell them hi, baby.
Hello. I was waiting for somebody to respond.
Like who?
Like, what's up?
It's only us in here.
Says who?
Says just you and I in this room. Honey.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody's had a great week this week of positive vibes. As always.
High and right.
High and right. Mm-hmm. How have you been, honey?
High and right. And smacking my lips because I ate some cotton candy.
Yeah. Like a child. You love your cotton candy, though. I ain't mad at you. Where did you get the cotton candy from?
At the corn concert.
At the what?
Corn concert.
At the Breaking Benjamin concert?
Yeah, corn concert.
And what was funny, I think I said even on the episode last week that you was talking about you hope they play Chutes and Ladders. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no way in hell they're going to play Chutes and Ladders.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
So who's got to eat they words?
that topped it.
That song topped it for you?
It was so great.
Yep, that's what we did for ourselves for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. / anniversary, because they run together pretty much.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much run together. They're in the same week.
Yep.
Same striking distance.
Yep.
Cupid shot us a few days later than we expected, huh?
I guess so. And that arrow missed. Yeah.
Hopefully everybody had a great Valentine's Day weekend with their significant others. Had a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So, what did you enjoy besides the Chutes and Ladders? Honey, from corn. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed the whole thing. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
All of it was just exciting. Watching just the musicians play was just amazing.
Yep.
I love that.
Breaking Benjamin, they did their thing too, though. Mm-hmm. They did their thing. Now, granted,
they were really good. Now, I'm not saying they're not good.
You said a lot of the songs kind of sounded repetitive, and I kind of felt the same way, too, about some of the songs.
There's a melody inside somewhere that all sounds the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you got to think about it too. I mean, you got to play the hits.
Right.
And whatever the hits are, I mean, I get both
sides
of it.
That melody was a hit.
And also me, you know, working on production and stuff like that, mm-hmm. being in the music side of things too. I get it. You know, right. I definitely get it. But it was pretty badass. He climbed into the crowd.
He did.
Right in front of us. It was pretty damn fun.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we got a clip up out there on our social medias if you want to check mm-hmm. it out, on our Twitter at IOC Podcast, and also on our Instagram at interracial_odd_couple_podcast.
Yeah.
A lot to absorb right there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was pretty dope that he climbed into the crowd because he kept saying he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Ben kept saying he was sick.
He was spreading his love.
I was like, yeah, here he comes spreading his cold into the crowd.
Right. Oh, not like we don't have enough of it.
Mm. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
But it was pretty exciting to see Korn, though.
It was. It was really cool.
Jonathan Davis doing his thing.
He was. It was pretty
cool. And that crazy microphone stand of his, though, man.
Oh, but the guitar. Electric guitar.
Which one?
When it was green.
Oh, yeah, they kept switching out with the black lighting and stuff like that.
One was purple and one was green.
I like the bass, too. Mm-hmm. It was like a purple with neon green strings on mm-hmm. it and shit like that, too.
That was
nice. That drummer's setup.
Oh, that was big.
And I love Korn's drummer.
All right.
That motherfucker be killing it, mm-hmm. man. And that setup was fucking ridiculous.
It was pretty nice.
It was dope. It was fucking dope. But yeah, we definitely had a good time last weekend and stuff like that. So, honey, time for the Genus Family Update. Obviously, your grandpa was pretty disappointed that we actually went out on our own low date night and he didn't have you at his disposal when he wanted
to
be there. So go ahead and
tell. We had to tell Poppy. I let him know that I wasn't going to be there, so somebody else had to do it. So we figured it out. And what?
They're going to bark, honey. That's what they do.
Yell at them.
No. I'm not going to yell. If I yell, I'm going to blow these damn speakers in our fucking
ears.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to blow the headphones off our heads and everything.
So pause. We go. Yeah, pause for a second. Let me get my train of thought back together.
But yeah, he was disappointed. He was like, man.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna have my baby girl.
So I get there and he's like, I'm ready, you know, we're ready to go, already ready for the concert, so I can get him up for dinner. And I'm in there changing him and Poppy's like, so are you ready? I said, yeah. I'm ready. He's like, oh. When do you have to go? After I get you up. Oh. So then I get him up and he wheels into the kitchen. And that's when he's in there with, you're in there.
Yeah, I'm in there talking to Nano.
Yeah. Mm. And then I don't know from there. I'm doing my own thing. So I don't know what all he said. Because I'm getting stuff cleaned up and taking out the trash and whatever.
Take it out the shits.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, take it out the shits. No, he was just saying to me, because when he come rolling in there, he got to the table, he was like, you're going to have to go by yourself. And I started laughing, because I was like, oh yeah, he going to be fucking devastated that you gone tonight.
So then they talked for a little bit, and then I come in there, and then I get my stuff and I'm like, okay, let's go. And he's like, well, you're going to be back. The concert's going to be over at 9, right?
Yep.
And yes, I said, nope. I will see you in the morning.
Tonight you are on your own.
And I'll pray for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he cracked me up when he told me that shit, though. He's like, you had to go by yourself. I was like, nah, that ain't happening, man.
I was getting texts from my aunt. Well, I probably won't get off by the time your concert's done.
Yeah, try to text that in the middle of it.
No, I'm not going over after I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, go take care of your father. What the hell?
No. I get a night. One night.
Oh, man. It was pretty funny, though. But we had a good time, though. We definitely had a good time.
Yeah, it was good. And lots of fun.
My poor baby got worn out.
I did get worn out.
That's what I was like. You got the nerve to talk about you was worn out between last weekend and this past weekend. Mm-hmm. 2 weekends in a row. I've been redlining from Houston to San Antonio to back home. I'm like, oh, man, it's time for a break.
Right.
When that's supposed to be a break. Yeah. I'm like, it's some bullshit.
Yeah, too old for this shit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely feel like I'm getting there myself. Like, shit, man.
It was just a lot of... Just a lot of panic. It was packed.
It wasn't a lot of panic. Well, it was for you, honey.
It was a lot of panic. So a lot of panic.
Your anxiety definitely did kick in. Because Gina, when she's around a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of people that listen to us, they understand, you know, when your anxiety kicks up about, you know, being around big crowds and stuff like that. Because I alluded to it when we talked about it on our last episode. I know you would have probably panicked full blown at that UFC 247. Yeah.
Yeah, so my panic, what goes on with my body is just like I stop breathing the whole fucking time. So it makes everything so much more strenuous going up and down the stairs.
She holds her breath. It's just like, honey, you can breathe now. And we've talked about it in season 3, even watching certain shows and stuff like that.
I won't breathe.
Your anxiety kicks in and it's just like... And then I'm like, honey, are you breathing? No. I always have to remind her, babe, breathe. What the hell? But yeah, it was a lot of people. It was definitely a lot of people. It was pretty damn packed.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn packed.
The whole place there, I don't even remember seeing a seat not taken. So by the time, at least by the time Breaking Benjamin started, I think.
Yeah.
It started really filling in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was a good, fun time.
Well, how did you navigate through that crowd of people knowing that you were dealing with your anxiety? That's something interesting to talk about, you know, to bring up for a little bit for people to kind of listen to, people that sympathize with that. Which is kind of ironic with you.
It's like I float. It's like you take my hand and I just float until we get
to our destination.
Until it gets closer to where we're supposed to be. And then I'm like, okay.
You kind of just, yeah, kind of space
then
out.
And I take back over.
Mm-hmm. You take back over. Like, you don't take nothing over. It's kind of ironic coming from you because your dad was a musician. You've been to all kinds of bluegrass festivals and country festivals. Have you always been that way? Since a child, huh? Even though you was running around passing out flyers and all kind of stuff for the band.
Hold my breath. Every time I hand it to somebody, I just don't like it. Like, even when we went and handed out flyers and stuff, I panicked the whole time for no reason.
Yeah.
I know it's not a big deal.
It was no big deal.
Right?
You weren't the one. Oh, you talking about flyers for both shows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is funny because you weren't the one performing.
I know.
No, I'm just talking about from an artist's perspective, too. Like, it's kind of funny that my baby's talking about, yeah, just passing those flyers around and going around and doing this and that. Yeah, we kept it old school because that still works, too. Passing flyers around. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the same time, and artists understand that, especially if, you know, you're still in your local circuit or you're on the ground floor still working towards your goals as far as, you know, getting your presence out there and attracting people to come to the show and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That may not know you and, you know, want to give yourself a chance to be discovered by other people that may not know your art.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's kind of funny because it's hard when you're an independent artist. And a lot of people, the general consumer and things of that nature don't give a shit.
No.
But it is hard because you're not also being prepared mentally to be able to perform, remember your fucking lyrics, remember the songs, which cue notes come up, which way to move. There's so many things involved, but you're out there also peddling, pushing flyers and social media and constant posts and stuff. It's hard being an artist.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing easy about it.
Oh, I doubt it.
There's nothing easy about it. And it's kind of funny because it takes a certain type of balance and a certain type of focus to be able to not only just compartmentalize all of that part of it, of just the artistic side of it, but also the business side of it, and also being your own quote-unquote street team. Of course, things have changed a lot more just even in the last 2-3 years. you know, on how things get out there. But you still got to do all those old school things. I still have a big part of my heart is still valued in that, because there is still, at the end of the day, word of mouth is still number one.
Right.
It's still number one. It doesn't matter if you're in your house and on social media and stuff like that. It doesn't matter. It's still, you know, when somebody tells you, hey, man, you might want to go check that out, it holds a certain weight versus just reading a bunch of people saying it online. Because first of all, you don't know if they're not paid accounts.
Right.
You don't know if it's just people that, you know, you just don't know. But if somebody that you legitimately know, or you're in a circle of people and you're having a conversation and somebody brings it up and somebody else may sympathize with that, it does still hold a certain weight. So Right. Word of mouth is still number one in me.
It's very tough here where we're at.
Yes. If you're in the middle of the middle of the United States.
Nobody gives a fuck about nobody.
Yeah, man, people do. It's just.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things, too. Is just, we're not exactly a mecca of where people look for talent.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make it come to you. Right. And that's what I feel like a lot of people kind of forget that aspect of it. Now, granted, I ain't knocking anybody else to that, you know. It's pretty popular around here to move to Atlanta, move mm-hmm. to L.A., move to New York, Texas. Move to some of these, move to some of these hubs. And move to Denver, and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Chicago, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Caleb's been meeting people right and left that are from here.
Yeah, which is funny, because he tried to hook me up with a producer that mm-hmm. was from Atlanta that's living down there in Dallas right now, mm-hmm. San Antonio, in between both. So that's where I'm like, you want to make enough noise for everybody to come to you. Now, granted, it doesn't work like that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that. And you can also do that. And I don't mean it physically. They don't have to physically come to you. But even on your social media, like, yo, where is this person from? What is this person doing? Because I'm also a part of some other stuff that I do that I don't put on our platform.
Right.
I don't just put it out there like that, because it's nobody's business unless you want it to be.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, but it is kind of hard, you know, being an artist here in the Midwest. Any type of artist, whether you're in a rock band, whether you're a hip-hop artist or a rap artist or a trap artist or, you know, any type of music. It's really tough here. And it always has been. For some reason, it always has been. And there's always been a stigma on us, especially here in Kansas, where you got to get the fuck out of Kansas to get noticed. Mm-hmm. Well, not really, because there's also artists that I know, that I personally know, that are doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
That are definitely doing their thing. And you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely know who you are. But, yeah, just the whole independent aspect of being an artist is hard. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, but it's no different than podcasting.
Right.
It's still independent artistry. It's still independent artistry. So you got to move accordingly. You got to be careful. And you just got to make sure that, you know, you're being true to what the hell you're doing. You're being true to yourself. And you are fixated and focused on making it work the way you want it to work. And not be influenced by other people's opinions and shit like that. In my opinion, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
It's a good opinion.
But it is tough. It's definitely tough. And it doesn't matter if you're in the Midwest. And it's tough all over the world, because there's so many people out there. Social media has saturated it so much.
I'm not meaning in that aspect. I'm meaning in the aspect that there's no support from the community that we're in.
Right.
Whether they sit there and they'll say, yeah, we'll be there. Nobody comes.
Yeah. It's only been people do. I mean, and the ones that do are actually, what I notice, and I'm always appreciative of that, and I'm sure a lot of other people will understand what I say when I say this, that the people that do come
mm-hmm.
are also fellow musicians or fellow artists, fellow poets, right. fellow whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, avenue that you're actually going after, those ones do show up because they support each other. Because they're in the same boat of trying to mm-hmm. figure out, like, oh, man, you know, but as long as you support each other and you have a network and a community of people that you can rely on and cry on sometimes and, you know, through your frustrations and stuff like that, that's the biggest part of it that's going to really win in the end to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the general public and the community, that's a touchy subject. Because as an independent artist, you can't expect them to show up. If they don't know who you are, they're not going to show up. If they don't want to support, I mean, especially here, it is bad. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. It is bad. And it's sad. And I get it, too. People have lives. People have things that they're, you know, working towards their own, you know, whatever's going on with your life. Mm-hmm. It's cool. But if you want to win, I mean, you got to support your own. You definitely got to support your own. But you can't just, you can't drag people out of their houses to come see you if they don't know what's going on with you. Or they don't know who you are. It's tough. I mean, there's so many different levels to the variables of this shit. Mm-hmm. There's so many variables that go into it that makes it tough. And that's why a lot of people from wherever they're from feel like they got to get outside of their hometown, which you do to an extent. You got to get out there. You got to network with people. You got to network with people outside of your hometown, because if everybody's in that same mind state of just feeling like they're kind of, I shouldn't say demoralized, but you feel like that support is not there, then you know what? Go out there and create your own support. And the beauty of social media at the same time, not to completely shit on it, because that's not what I'm doing. I'm just bad at social media personally. I'm just bad at it. You know, that's why you create a team around you to do those type of things. But mm-hmm. not to completely shit on it. But the beauty of it now is you can bypass some of those steps to a certain extent. And create a fan base and create a drawing. Create a following that wants to hear what the hell you're talking about sometimes. Like, as far as podcasting or mm-hmm. as far as your music and stuff. I mean, you could put anything out there without needing anybody now. You don't need anybody to help you do it. You can just get on your phone, literally, the way things are set up now, hit record, talk your shit for a little bit, hit stop, post it anywhere you want. Just like that. And if people are interested in it, they're going to listen to it.
Yep.
So how do you feel as far as our podcast? You know, now that we've been actually pretty consistent so far and watching numbers grow, you had a certain clip last week talking about your parents. You're going to talk about your parents because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, I still agree.
Yep. And, and you seen all those analytics come in. You were like, geez, what the hell? Just because you was talking your real shit, because that's what we do over here in the ILC household, babe. Mm-hmm. You know, but how do you feel? I mean, because I know even with some of the interests that you also have individually, of course, we have interests together as a couple, of course, but you also have interests that are personal to you, and you see other people out there that are, you know, putting their products out there mm-hmm. and putting their creations out there. How do you feel as far as the landscape and what you see with those type of people? Those type of individuals that are in that particular space and how they're going about things. Have you seen anything as far as how they're feeling and some of their struggles and stuff like that? Is there anybody out there being honest like that? Putting it out there like that?
The funniest thing I see is it's like half and half. It's like you got lucky people and you got unlucky people.
And don't get it twisted, that's people, because there does take a degree of luck.
Because this person is doing the exact same thing this person's doing.
Yeah.
And this person's soaring and this person's just steadily rising. So it's just, and I'm in, you know, podcast groups where it is, you know, that analytical questions and, you know, why am I doing this? This is what I'm doing. Is there any more I can do? So I'm always constantly reading what people are doing, what is changing. Now, if I can do it, probably fucking not. But I want to keep updated.
Well, you got to study. You got to study what's going out there, going on right. out there in the landscape. But now, before, not to cut you off, mm-hmm. but to cut you off,
but you did.
Because you brought up something that was pretty integral that I want. And don't forget your thought.
It's already gone.
You watch two people; they're talking about the same subject.
Mm-hmm.
One person's flourishing, the other person is not. Have you dissected the difference or what possibly could be the reason why person A is flourishing versus person B?
They were doing the exact same things. Everything each one of them was listening Or, you know, and I was just taking these two people. They were in the comments. There's probably tons more.
Yeah.
That was in the same boat. And then some in the same boat, and they were flourishing.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, don't want to step into a 50-50 world.
I mean, shit, that's, what are you talking about? Welcome to America. I always say that. No, but I'm talking about as far as from the aspect of, okay, let's just say hypothetically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got person A and person B. They both have podcasts.
Right. I'm talking about podcasts.
I'm just putting it in an example. And I know you are. Person A is getting way more traffic, way more views, way more following, way more love than person B, even though person B
They're posting on their social medias. They're having their traffic through their websites. They're getting on, or they're doing their email lists, reviews.
They're doing everything.
I mean, they're having all their stuff. They're getting their paid stuff. I can't think of what that's called at the moment.
Paid ads and
that stuff.
Campaigns and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes, campaigns things. Mm-hmm. So they have all that stuff going on. So why is this one, if they're still this, both doing the same thing, this one's choo, and this one's just sitting there.
And I'm sure a lot of people are thinking on that same, you know, on that same plane of thinking of just like, okay, what am I not doing that that person is doing, right?
I mean, it could be a niche. It could be a certain niche that she got into that the other one didn't get into.
Right.
It could be just a word in her name, in the title name. I don't know.
There's so many layers and levels to it. It could be even hashtags. It could be even keywords. Keywords is something that a lot of people don't think about when it even comes to just, we're just talking about podcasting, for example. And even if you out there as a producer making beats or whatever you're doing, some of those keywords, and people are like, well, what are keywords? Well, you got to figure that out for your own, sometimes niche audience, you know. But what I was going back to is, yeah, person A and person B are basically doing the same exact thing, putting in the same amount of effort, putting in the same amount of work, the same amount of sleepless nights and constant thoughts racing through the head of what I got to do next, what I got to do next, what I got to do more than the other person's doing. Here's the difference. Content. At the end of the day, it's about what you're saying and how you're saying it. And sometimes even region plays into it. Region does play into it sometimes.
Well, honey, I don't know about that because I'm not saying very much.
But when you do say things, they are golden. But you know what? I mean, the thing about us is we, you know, we're 100.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got nothing to hide. We ain't got nothing to. I mean, shit. We also don't really talk about shit. I mean, we goofy as hell, but we actually stumbled upon a pretty great conversation right now.
Right.
As far as creators out there,
yeah.
As far as creators in the world, and we're still, you know, on the ground floor working our way up too. Don't get it twisted. We ain't over here Hollywood. We definitely not that.
Mm-mm.
We're definitely not that. But I do look ahead and project certain things, and I'm not one of those type of individuals that get hung up on analytics and shit like that. I don't really get hung up on those because if you get consumed on just worrying about that, then it's just like watching the stock market. It really is. If you really equate it, it's like, okay, you're going to watch your stocks go up and then the next day they might completely plummet and it feels like it's the end of the world. And then a few days later, you see it kind of trickle back up. It's going to be ups and downs. Anything that we do, especially as creators or just in life in general, let this be a lesson to you. It's always peaks and valleys to everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
There's always peaks and valleys, even if you're looking at analytics. So don't worry about the analytics, in my opinion. It's just like, okay, the analytics are what they are. You should only worry about the analytics if you're actually out there in the corporate world and you're talking about some commas. In the meantime, just focus on what you do and have fun with what you do.
Can't even get a period over here.
Fuck all of that. It doesn't matter. None of that fucking shit matters at the end of the day. As long as you're creating your own quality content that people actually gravitate towards, people that know us, people that listen to us constantly, the more that we're slowly spreading and growing, mm-hmm. you know, just us personally on our platform. And we appreciate every single one of you guys. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it because it is kind of a mind fuck. Like, why are they listening to us? I mean, we ain't talking about shit like you said, right?
I'm being honest.
No, yeah. But, you know, just don't get hung up on that. But at the end of the day, what it's going to boil down to is the content. There's always going to be the content. No matter the nature of the content, everybody in all these new stages, it doesn't even matter if it's the news, if it's the radio, if it's blogs, if it's Washington Post versus the LA Times, everybody's going to talk about the same thing, especially if something unfortunate comes up too. Everybody talks about the same thing. So it's always going to be that game of, okay, what part of the general masses are going to mess with, let's say, C-SPAN versus Fox News? Or, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of explain that, but I'm sure a lot of people understand that since we're on this subject. And I know it might sound boring as hell, but it just depends on, at the end of the day, the content. And what I mean by the content could be the same. Of course, the content's going to be the same. Mm-hmm. If something comes up, everybody's going to talk about that particular thing. That's the content of it. But it's how you say it, how you're coming across with your points and your objectives and what your narrative is. And whether people fuck with you or not.
Fuck with us.
Fuck with us. You can also email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com if you fuck with us.
Anytime.
Shameless plug, huh? No, but that's interesting that you bring that up, though, because a lot of creators go through this problem. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go through this problem that are in that creative space, and not just podcasting.
So don't compare yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't worry about the person next to you. You can't worry about any of those type of things. The only time you have to worry about that is if you're in a corporate space or in a space where you're generating a lot of money through ads or whatever. I mean, whatever your perspective goal is as far as what you're doing out here, mm-hmm. that's when you have to worry about those type of things. And at the same time, you don't. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you're in that particular space and in that station and what you're doing, that's what your team is supposed to worry about. All you have to worry about at the end of the day is providing the same damn content that got you there. Being the same person that got you there. So if you're being yourself mm-hmm. at the end of the day and people fuck with you, make your team worried about it. And if your team is slipping, that's when you cut the mics off and have to go ahead and do an ice cube and swing a baseball bat around in a motherfucking office.
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? NWA, honey. It's an NWA reference.
Don't do that.
Why not?
We are not condoning.
Motherfucker, where my money at? So I'm over here eating ham sandwiches and you over there eating caviar. Like, nah, we got a problem.
No, we eating ham sandwiches.
No, but just continue to be who you are. Continue to be who all of you are, irregardless of what you're out here pursuing. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to win. And you also get to keep your fucking soul intact. Mm-hmm. You get to keep your soul. You ain't going to ever feel like you're a sellout. And if somebody ever want to call you out on that, you got proof, you got facts. Go back and listen to the last since day one episodes. Even if you're a podcaster. Since day one. Go back to day one. Tell me where I sold out. Tell me where we sold out. Tell me where we were being fake about something. Because sometimes we're going to say things that aren't quote unquote colorful over here. We're not going to be politically correct over here because that's not who we are.
Off with their heads.
Fuck your opinion, motherfucker. Because I do not read comments. I ain't got time. This is me every week, bitch. But that's a good subject that you brought up, dear. I know we kind of talked circles a little bit in there. Well, I did, because mm-hmm. I've been running my mouth for the last probably 15 minutes. But
right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, dear.
You're welcome.
See how we keep it real?
What's now?
What do you mean, what's now? It's whatever you want to talk about now.
I don't know. You
I did think it was kind of damn funny that you clutched that cotton candy at the corn concert. I know that's a complete tangent. Welcome to our ADD asses, ADHD. I'm like, she said, damn everything else. She left everything, but she wanted to carry the damn cotton candy. I'm like, where we at, Joyland?
Everybody else beer and shit, and yeah, I'm cotton candy.
I got my beer in my hand. She got her cotton candy. Like, I'd be damned to leave this. I dare a bitch to steal my cotton candy.
Right.
That's bullshit. And I know it probably looked fucked up. Like, damn, he's one of three black people at this whole concert with a white woman carrying cotton. Some bullshit.
One lady, she's like, oh, they have cotton candy here? And I'm like, yeah, right down there. She's like, maybe after. It's like, yes. That's right, cotton candy. That's the best shit ever.
And I was like, only you. Only fucking you. Yeah. Grab that spit screen. I'm adjusting Gina's mic, ladies and gentlemen. Her breath hot with that cotton candy.
Oh, is that what it is? No, this shit's having me like, I don't know what's going on here.
I did like that free shirt.
Yeah, we did get a free shirt. There was one brother walking around too. Selling shirts.
And I was like, shit, he left one laying on the ground. I'm like, it's kind of ironic. I'm the only brother in miles in sight. And he wants to leave a shirt laying on the ground. I'm like, shit, let me pick that motherfucker up. I'm going to still keep it a nigga over here. What you mean?
So we did. Yeah, we did.
I sure the fuck did take that shirt.
And I got a corn patch. Yeah. That sounds funny.
Yep. You did get your corn patch.
Yeah. None. I didn't grow a corn patch, though.
Yeah, I did, honey, I know. And I didn't have corn rolls. No. Yeah, we can go all over the place with that shit.
That's funny.
So what else happened this week?
Oh, took my car in to get fixed.
What happened to the car?
Well, we said Dad backed
into
it. In
last week's episode.
Yeah.
Well, for people that are new listeners, go ahead and tell them what happened again real quick.
My dad backed into my car.
She's still salty.
With his Gran Torino. Full metal.
Yeah, steel.
Against my plastic.
Mm-hmm. Plastic hood. Game over.
So, yeah, getting that taken care of.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. We also took advantage of some pretty decent weather this week and getting the garden somewhat started.
Yeah, we did that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What have you noticed growing out there? Still in the middle of dead winter. It was negative 12 a few days ago.
Oh, I got both my mints are still growing. I got my strawberries still growing.
Honeysuckle trying to take over.
This little shit totally went buried root somewhere else, and I'm like,
yeah.
You're a plant, you're a bush, you're staying in your pot, fucker.
All we gonna grow this year is honeysuckles and daturas,
right? No,
that's all we gonna grow.
I collected all those seeds. I should
you
have
think
none.
You did. I'm telling you, those scrotums exploded all over that. One of them had to. Them scrotum sacks that's got the spikes on it.
When it did explode. I hand cut all that grass around there and out of there so I can find every single one of them. Yeah, I wasn't going to have deuteras grown everywhere.
Our garden is going to be interesting this year. It's going to be a whole lot of interesting shit
going out there.
What? I'm telling you now.
Feel so bad for the people that move in after us. So I'm like, what the fuck is growing?
Hopefully they some hippies and they happy.
Right. Because who knows what it'll grow over the next
strawberries,
5 years.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, daturas.
I got tomatoes growing out of nowhere in places.
Like, how'd that get here?
Right.
On the complete opposite side of the house. Oh, shit.
I don't know what I do.
Mm. Oh, shit. That's something that we're going to end up having to do, like, if we're fortunate enough to still be alive 10 years from now, just kind of stroll by the neighborhood.
Right. Walk down the alley.
Oh, I'm looking for my dog, man.
He ran back this way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, goodness. That's going to be funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, baby. We'll go ahead and wrap this on up.
Yes.
Definitely appreciate you guys listening to us. As always, thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. Go ahead and plug our social medias.
We are on Twitter and we're on Instagram.
Yep.
And they are whatever he says they are.
Really?
Yep.
And we also have a Facebook group.
We do. You can join in on talk like the rest of us.
Basically just being nosy, looking, and don't say nothing.
Yeah. That's what I think that's what all of our friends are. We don't speak, but we know they're there.
Yeah. Introverted extroverts.
Right.
Yeah. You can reach out to us also on our email at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com, which some people have been doing, which has been pretty interesting.
Aww.
I'll talk about that off record.
Oh.
Because
I'm excited.
You know, that's going back. It's going back to the creator plight. Going back to the creator plight. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Surprises.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
Yep.
Hopefully they're good.
And on that note.
Other surprises are just. Oof.
And on that note, thank you for listening, guys. We hope you guys have a great weekend. We hope you have a great week coming up this week. A positive vibes, kicking ass and taking names and staying
high and right.
That's right.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.